Hello, sir.
Pat, a couple of small items I want you to get me. What the vote in the UN General Assembly on India, on our resolution, on ceasefire resolution, there were two of them, but they were both about the same, 104 to something or other.
Right.
I need the vote. And then I saw an article in the news summary with regard to how much the certain people in public broadcasting are getting. They're running between $75,000 and $85,000 a year. I wondered
Van
if
Oker?
You...
Van Oker salary?
It's not him. There are three of them that get about that.
Right.
Three different ones. Just give me those salaries of those top three.
Okay, fine.
All right. Let's see. And then if you could get an estimate, don't let them tear up the place to do it, but how many were killed in the India-Pakistan the time they partitioned, you know?
Right, right.
And there were several millions.
1948, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Yes,
thanks
okay.
very much.
Fine.
The as far as this is concerned, do you see much over the weekend that changes the summary?
I think a few items. I'm going to send you in a briefing memo which touches one, just touches
right.
each other.
I think actually in terms of rather, he's likely to be more long range and rather than try to spot new stuff anyway.
Right.
That's don't you think so?
I think so, right.
Yeah. He's done his studying on the other things. In any event, the program is not one that fits the spot news quite as well anyway.
Right.
Right. What'd you think of George's decision? Wallace.
Yeah, well, that's gonna be interesting in Florida.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, now when he gets if he loses that, he of course still have his option to go third party, won't he?
Yeah, I believe so. He got on the ballot awfully late with the American Independent Party.
What?
Back in 68, he got on the ballot awful late with the American Independent Party, and I think he still would retain his option if he lost Florida.
But suppose he stays in, and then it would be pretty hard to get some of those on, wouldn't it, if he stays?
Yeah, it might be hard to get them on, right.
Yeah. In other words, if he wins Florida.
Well, here's the thing.
He might run very well and decide to stay in. Huh?
Yeah, he'll run well. He'll run well in North Carolina and Tennessee. And he might pick up delegates in Pennsylvania. And he might decide it's in his interest to go into that convention.
Mm-hmm.
See, and just raise hell there. now I think that would be a good thing. But if he does that, then I think his options might be pretty well closed. Of course, it's an early convention in July.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got that. We ought to look at that.
Well, you ought to look to see whether the Independent Party is still on regardless.
Right.
He may have covered that bet thing and then so that he can walk out. And maybe that's be another way. Well, it's an interesting thing. It'll cause them some. It'll certainly make the Florida primary a screwed up thing, won't it?
It sure will. The latest readings I get is that Wallace will win the thing. But I'm always leery about the momentum you can pick up coming out of New Hampshire with a good vote. I remember our vote up there.
Yeah.
With that good vote, after as soon as that vote was over, we were crushing Rockefeller out in Oregon.
Sure.
And so I think that might, I don't know, it might have an impact.
I would think that's Muskie's hope is to win well in New Hampshire and then go down. On the other hand, you're going to find Lindsey doing well down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He'll, you know what I mean, he's... He'll appeal to the Jews and the blacks.
Well, did you see that as soon as Lindsey arrived in Miami, there was an ad, big ad in the Miami Herald said, "Welcome John Lindsey, destroyer of middle-class neighborhoods." And it was all about that that project out there and all Jewish
Queens?
Miners. Yeah. Yeah, that Queens project.
So. Yeah. Is Queens a Jewish project?
Well, that thing out there, sure, that's in a Jewish neighborhood. It's the Jews that are raising hell over that... what's it, that hills, Forest Hills?
Forest Hills, Forest
that's
Hills.
That's a Jewish neighborhood.
Not Queens, it's Forest Hills is what I mean. Isn't that something? That's interesting. Well, on the other hand, you get the black and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be very interesting in Florida, I think. I think the Lindsey thing is a boon all the way around anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, because he'll chop into them.
Mm-hmm. That takes care of McGovern nicely. He can just...
McGovern is out, sure. But I mean, Lindsey is a more formidable man, though.
He's fellow called Big Casino on the left.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party.
And he'll get, he'll start picking up the Jewish money and all that sort of thing, you know, because of Israel, and he'll get a lot of black, he'll get the black support, and
mm-hmm.
the professional liberals will mind him. What's your guess on McCarthy at the moment?
Well, I don't think McCarthy can do anything. I'd like to see him I'd like to see him do fairly well, so at least he have a basis on which to go fourth party.
But he isn't entering anything, is he?
No, he's indicated he might be in Florida and Wisconsin.
Hmm.
So So they're all staying out in
Hubert, incidentally.
Hubert is the one I'd really like to see.
Hubert's going to do well in Florida.
Well, if Hubert, the best thing, I think, would be to have Hubert come out, even if with Wallace in, Hubert come out second in Florida.
Yeah.
That would just be a crippling blow, and everybody would be running the Democratic Party.
Muskie cannot lose a primary. That's his problem.
Right.
He's
right.
In the same position we were in 1968, you know, where
right.
Everybody said we couldn't lose any. Well, we didn't, of course. And I think Muskie's in exactly that position. So I think there are two places he might lose one. He could lose Florida, although the win in New Hampshire will help him.
Right.
But he could sure lose Wisconsin, too. That's a very volatile situation.
Right.
I would say...
He goes into Wisconsin awful strong from everything I've read, though.
He does, huh?
Yeah, he's got a really... he's really in good shape. But the late arrival of both Lindsey and Humphrey, that certainly chops into his lead. And again, that'll be, you see, if he does badly in Florida, then the bloom's off the rose in Wisconsin. But if he wins Florida, then again, he's got...
Yeah, he'll get nominated. That's
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sir.